Greetings, Brother Steve, again with the Daily Inspiration, continuing in 2 Peter chapter 1. We ended last time with where it talks about, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Giving all diligence gives the idea of giving it everything that we have. Paul says in one place, laying aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. So like we're running a race, like we're in an athlete in a game or something where we're giving it everything that we've got, then a little bit. So Paul is here, or Peter here is exhorting us to it's not just faith. It's not just, you know, faith by itself. Faith without the works following is dead faith. It really isn't real faith. So he's telling us here to add to our faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. And then he says, and to knowledge temperance. The word temperance simply means self-control, especially control over our sensual desires. And so he's telling us here to add some self-control, be able to withstand against the temptations that come at us. And, you know, again, we want to understand that it's only because of, like we were talking the other day about verse 4, where we are, by these precious, exceeding great and precious promises, we are partakers of this divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So it's only as we become a partaker of that divine nature that is even possible, and that's important that we keep that in the forefront, that it's this divine nature that's working itself out in our lives, and we need to just add these things to that faith. Okay, verse 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27. He's talking about, Paul is talking about his own self. Well, let's look at verse 25. Verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. There again is that temperance, that self-control. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. And here Paul is, you know, making this to be a very important matter. He actually says that he keeps in subjection his own body, lest when he has preached to others, he himself becomes a castaway. So this makes it a very important matter. This is not just an option. This is not just something that, well, yeah, maybe if, you know, it's a good thing, but, you know, well, if we don't get it done or if we don't get that far, then that's fine. No, this is very important. This is something that we must have in our lives. And, you know, lest we also become a castaway. So there needs to be that temperance, that self-control, that resistance to the lusts around us. And then he says, add to temperance, patience. Patience. What is patience? Patience is simply, in this sense, it's simply endurance. It has to do with determination, maybe. It has to do with steadfastness in the midst of trials, not wavering, not being moved by everything that comes our way, but to stand fast and continue with patience. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 is, okay, if I can. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So here he's talking about, he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, he's talking about Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 is the chapter of faith where he gives about all the different people, you know, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, and then by faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. And he gives on down the line, gives all these different examples of people who in the past have overcome by faith. So we have all this great cloud of witnesses. We have all these witnesses, all these people that have experienced these things. And then he says, there in Hebrews 12, kind of lost my space here. Seeing we so are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight, everything that hinders us, every little thing, like a runner that lays aside. He wants the lightest shoes. He wants the lightest clothes. And he wants everything that nothing hinders. And the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. Then he says about Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the great example of patience, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And that's the perfect example of patience, how Jesus himself, and why was he able to be patient and enduring the way he did? Because he saw ahead. He saw the joy that was set before him. And he, because of that, he was able to endure. He was able to go through that, even with all the pain and the suffering and the rejection that he endured in that time. He was able to walk through that with patience because he saw something ahead of him. And that's the same thing as this great cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 11. Verse 1 there in Hebrews 11, 1 and 1 to 3 maybe. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's something that we hope for. It's something that we don't see, and yet we believe. And there is evidence of it. And that's why we believe. But by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And so we have this faith. We see the things around us. We see the creation. We see the trees, the grass. We see everything, every living organism in this. And we see that there's something behind it. There's a higher power. There's a creator. And plus a lot of other things. Plus we have also that assurance within us that, you know, what God did in our own hearts by faith. And so that increases our faith. That gives us strength. And that's, it gives us assurance that, yes, it's real, that this is not all for naught, that this is not the end of all things. And so, therefore, that is how we can have this patience that he's talking about here in 2 Peter, that we add to our faith virtue knowledge, virtue temperance, knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. to be patient in all things. And I think I'm going to end there, and we will continue in second part of verse 6 there next time. Blessings to all.